About that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dad caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. Got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Brown Holy Water. This is your boy, Handsome Lie, in the building. Hope everybody's in good spirits. Let me have my team introduce themselves. Y'all sure already know who they are, but let them get it. Let's go.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success, GMT, Rolex, when I'm both flex. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie.
It's Makisha by Gail Tanya.
That shit's getting dry and
dry. I know, right? Like, I don't know. Energy, I don't want to say I'm the best, and you know, everybody is. I'm the best.
Say you're the baddest or something, man. Somebody got
to. I got to work on it. I got to.
Definitely got to. It's going to be a long, interesting show today, so we're going to start off real quick. We're going to jump right into everything. First topic, he or she is just not into you. So y'all should already know September. It's like
cuffing season.
Fall weather, back to school, find a boo type shit. This is the show to try to help you figure out if he or she is that into you. You know, so what are the signs that a person is not interested? I'm going to start with the single one. Let's see. Because we heard a lot earlier today, you know, a lot of people out here is single by choice, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're shutting down, you be shutting down people you friend zone, because you got the choice, that's what you're doing.
I'm friend zone mommy, actually.
There you go, so.
Friend zone mommy.
What are some of the signs that you show to a person that you're just not interested?
That was crazy.
I don't respond to texts, certain specific texts, or I might take a while to text back, or I might not text back.
Mm. So, response is a big response.
Yes.
No.
Mm. If somebody doesn't respond to me,
no message is a message.
Yes.
Mm. Message is a message.
Yes.
Hey, that y'all.
I don't know. I can't think right now because it just naturally like flows. I mean, I already have in my head that you're friend zoned. So it's like if you try to cross a boundary or something like that, I'm going to just cut it off. Sometimes I could be blunt and, you know, let you know what it is. And sometimes I just don't respond.
Hmm. Okay. Black. I knew you for a long time. You've been on the other end a lot of times, man. I don't know if she liked me or not. I just couldn't.
Nah, you know, I usually could tell if a chick wanna friend zone me the way she hugged me.
What?
Because yeah, hugs is a big.
That's yo, true. Listen, like if she press a titty or like yeah, is she?
Or
like
she back hugs, the hip away.
Hugs is a big thing. Bring you can down, always tell down, where you man. At. If she don't really fuck with you like that. She'll give you the side to side hug.
The one
side
on
the side. Yeah, the side shoulder to side. Which, yeah, the shoulder. Hey, what's going on? You know what I mean? If she cool with you, but she don't want you to get the wrong impression, she'll give you the pelvic tilt back. She'll like pat your little back and shit, and she'll like tap you like this and shit. But if she fucks with you, or if she wants you to know that, you know, if ever you did want to explore, that you can. Should give you the squeeze, that little, you know.
Bring that pelvis
yeah, bring it towards you and let the titties hold on your chest for like a second. And if she hold it for like a little...
Does the hand placement, like, it makes a difference?
Hand placement does make a difference.
Low, like, what you think?
You see, yours, if she allow you to go low, like, oh, yeah, not on the butt, but right on that little curve, right where the tramp stamp is, if she allow your hands to go there, if your hands could go there when you hug her, boy, shoot
and
that.
And she don't say nothing,
shot.
That's true.
Shoot
that's
that
true.
Shot.
That's true.
Reggie Miller
that's
on him.
Yeah, she pushed you up to the shoulders.
Yeah.
You like, what you doing, bro?
She redirect you.
What you doing, bro?
If she just hug when they GPS you and shit, then, you know, it's kind of different. You know what I mean? That's how I get to figure it out.
I agree. I do side hugs.
Bad girl.
I'm an energy girl. Like, energy don't lie. Like, even through text, you feel it. Like, if I'm into you and you into me, like, we try to make things work. Like, the jokes be genuine. You be bouncing off each other, be nice and sincere. You get up in the morning, don't feel annoyed and shit. But you know you're talking to somebody and the conversation just gets dry. You can tell the person's not into it. That's energy right there. That's lack of energy. The person's not into you. Or let's say we trying to hook up and meet up and... All right, let's say we work in adults, maybe kids involved, kids not involved, or whatever. You got school or whatever. But I want to see you. Like, I'm going to try to find some way, some time, even if you can meet up for like an hour, half hour, something. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying my best, like, oh, no, all right, I got to get out of class, it's about your time, I could come over here, whatever. And the person's like, no, don't worry about all that. I don't want you to put yourself through that stress. All right, that's nice, but you do that shit like 5 weeks in a row? You're not trying to put me through that stretch 5 weeks in a row?
In 5 weeks, you can't even see for an hour.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying. Like, that's definitely, the energy is gone. It's not there. Like,
that's getting curved.
That's the curve. Like, if I'm bending over backwards to show you, all right, I want to spend some time with you, even if it's a short space of time, and you still not finding time for that, ain't no adult realistically that fucking busy. Amen. Ain't no adult. Motherfuckers rush home to lay on their bed. You understand? So don't tell me you're rushing home to cook and clean and wipe and shit and then do homework from like 6 weeks back and write a 6-page essay. That shit not happening. You go home to lay your eyes on and watch Power and order Uber Eats, motherfucker. If you like me, you can take a dub and all that and come and see me. So I'm an energy person. Like, even the hug is an energy. Like Black said, the person, mm-hmm. Energy.
You gotta give me some titties,
that's mad frontal or a full-on energy, son.
But also, if, like, the energy is right, but you could have that good energy and still friendzone a nigga. Or still friendzone a girl.
Nah, you know, we can pick it up.
I can laugh, joke with somebody, and have a great time,
laughing
but
and joking
still can
is
be friendzone.
One thing. Laughing and joking is one thing. We could all tell when we laughing and joking as friends, but you always pick up that extra laugh, that extra smirk, that extra smile, that extra eye connection when somebody... Nobody wants to fuck with you. That's all energy. You gotta be
joking to get you the opportunity, though.
Yes,
joking can open up windows. If you get them laughing, that's why I'm funny. You get them laughing, yeah, dog, you gonna be alright in life for real. Chicks love the laugh. They love hookah and laughing. You could do both of those, motherfucker. You are on
this
the
nigga
sun.
With hookah. He love hookah.
They love. I do. I'm there to be proud of you.
I'm an energy girl, man. Energy don't lie.
I don't know. I can't really talk
about this. Here we go. He's gonna do that. Swear to God, he do that to us all the fucking time. You do that to us all the time. You have everybody answer, then you don't answer.
Yeah, I don't.
How you don't know, but you ask the question?
That's crazy. I was just curious. Now I'm with you. Like, I'm wondering, like, if text messages, if I text you at 8:00 on some good morning. And you hit me like at 9:00 p.m.
Yeah, that's a dub.
Yeah.
I'm already about to dub you already. Like, I don't care how busy you are.
I was busy. Motherfucker, you saw your notification. Everybody got their phone in their hand.
Yep. Or if I'm more direct, if I ask you something and you dub my whole question, I'm already feeling like you ain't interested or some shit. I'm like, yo, you busy or something right now? I ask that shit sometimes just to see you. I'm like, yeah, I'm busy. Call me later. Hit me later. I ain't gonna hit you later. That shit over. You better hit me. Because if you busy, hit me. Okay. I don't know when you're not busy.
Okay.
So hit me when you're not busy then.
But you got to understand, a lot of people are juggling multiple people.
Yeah.
So what it is that you might not be the funniest or the most entertaining motherfucker that day. So she's going to pay more
attention. She got to give you a shot first.
She's going to pay more attention to
the good morning. That's true. She's the one that she wants the good morning text from.
And it depends on the day of the week. You understand? Because if you hit a motherfucker Friday, that's date night. That's national date night every week.
You got to start in the morning.
Yeah.
Early.
So
you wake up to get that date.
The motherfucking lame motherfucker text. text her, that's a dub. You understand? Then the motherfucker that got the car text her, she like, yeah, I am trying to travel. I want to go to this party all the way over there. The motherfucker that actually got the money hit her. You understand? So she like, damn, all right, I don't got to pay for hookah. I don't got to pay for drinks. You understand? So it depends what role are you playing. You might be texting someone that's like, you can't help with her needs for that time frame or whatever.
Nah, so you text somebody and they don't respond, but you see they active on social media. That's a sign they're not interested.
Of course not. That's the sign, motherfucker.
No, it's not.
That's
some people,
no motherfucker. Listen,
first of all, if I text you and you don't answer, and then I see you on social media.
You tight?
Yes, I'm tired. Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, you clearly seen my text message. So it's because your phone is in your head. No, I don't want to hear that. Your text messages come through. My text messages don't come through. I get the notification, but they don't come through. So I don't want
to
hear that.
You scrolling. You see a text coming to the top of your screen, but you still scrolling. That should probably be there 15 minutes. You still already scrolling until you leave your Instagram.
I've genuinely missed text, but for the most part.
But don't do that to me, though. I don't care. I ain't.
For the most part, if I text you, and you on any form of social media, I mean, you adult. Do what you want to do, but you are a dub after that. You are official fucking dub.
People
you
make time for whatever you they want to make time for. You are a zab
zaddy. Cookie don't like nothing when you dub on text.
He fuck with me like that, too. He would see me text to him and then go on Facebook and just post shit just to fuck with me.
Gotta keep you humble, just baby. Got to keep you humble, baby. All right, we get to the next part. Is this question, because you hear this shit all the time, right? And this is like one of the most confusing things in a situationship or, I guess, getting to know somebody. They hit you with the, I'm not looking for a relationship right now. Does that statement mean that they're not into you or they're really just not looking for the relationship but would still want to get to know you type shit?
Mm. I'm going to go last on this one.
To me, let me see, because I really didn't answer off the last one. I think that it's a confusing question. It could be genuine, and it could be a curve also. You know, sometimes a person know who they want to fuck with, and it's just not you. So they're not looking for a relationship, not with you. Or it could be a person that's just coming out of something, and it's like, I could be cool with you, but I'm really not going to get in a relationship. Like, you ain't going to hear about me getting into a relationship with nobody. You know what I'm saying? So don't get your little heart broken up to thinking that I'm just trying to curve you or whatever. Because it's a real genuine thing. I'm not ready to play that boyfriend or man to you or to anybody right now. So that's my take on that. But let's go back, girl. I'll start with you right now. Black said he called dibs on last, so.
Yeah.
Let's get all the good points out before
I'm not
go.
Into relationships, asshole. I think just kind of like what you said, it really depends on where the person is. Like, if I know you just came out of a relationship, that could be very, very, very true. Not for nothing. I don't want to jump into a relationship with somebody who's still damaged anyway, so I wouldn't even look for one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be with somebody who I know just came out of something. You got a lot of shit to fucking deal with before you move on to me, and I don't want that. So I don't. If somebody tell me that, I'd be like, cool. I don't even want one anyway. But if you've been single for a little minute now and you got a lot of shit going for you, you know, and I know it. Once you're single and you look good and you're doing good, people gonna want you. Don't tell me nobody fucking wants you. And 9 out of 10 times, you are talking to more than one people. So if you tell me that and I know, yeah, I've been around you enough to know that there's certain things that you show me that you want to be in a relationship. Like, you want to come home to somebody cooking for you. You want your date nights. You want your regular nights. How you talk about vacation and stuff. And you giving me these signs that I know you want somebody in your life. But you come and hit me with the, I don't want a relationship right now. That's a curve for me. And like, I want it, but just not with you, bitch. So
that's how you're going to take it?
That's how I'm going to take it. It depends on the time frame. If you've been single for like about 2 years.
But you can't tell somebody when they ready.
True. But like I'm saying, if I'm around you, we dating, and you give me certain vibes, like we spend, people can't hide their true intentions and feelings. They're people who really do want somebody to come home and sleep with them every single fucking night. So if you telling me, okay, till you get off work, come over, and I had somebody do that shit to me. Like, come over every fucking night, I'm by son's house, sleeping. He can't sleep unless I fucking sleep, and you do all that shit. And then he's like, I'm like, well, what we fucking doing? He's like, you know what? I don't want a relationship right now. So why I gotta come over and sleep at your house every fucking night? Why am I doing that?
Because
you want relationship.
If you allow
perks
him,
with no
do
relationship,
it.
Fuck out of here. No,
that's how life is. So what?
He's a scum.
Why he's a scum? He tell you the truth. Man, put it on the table. I mean, he put it on the table.
Because
so.
His actions and his words didn't match. That's why it's bullshit.
But that's a lot of dudes.
Just because...
That's a lot of dudes' actions. Wait. And
just because a nigga like to sleep with somebody at night,
it's women
don't mean
too.
Him a
you're
stunt.
Absolutely
like,
right.
Listen, he don't mean you want a relationship.
Listen, if you're single and you need somebody to sleep next to you every fucking night, don't choose one person. You put four bitches in rotation,
that's not being
all right?
Safe.
Put four bitches in rotation.
So you telling him to be a hoe?
Be a fucking hoe, but don't do relationship shit. Then say I don't want a relationship.
That's not true.
Date four motherfuckers. Rotate them bitches. Make me Tuesday and Thursday.
So
I'm gonna take my days of the week.
I can't go on a date. I can't enjoy spending time with you just because I don't want to be in a relationship.
If you can't,
I have to give you that title because to take
the relationship shit. You can't want relationship shit and not a relationship.
Going
on
dates,
no, going on dates and stuff like that doesn't—that's not relationship shit. That's getting to know somebody. That's you go like you could go out with your friends and stuff like that. But what she's trying to say is don't be out here cuddling, smelling her neck every night and all
every night,
and then you don't want a relationship. That makes no sense. Like if you don't want to deal with just one person, like. All right,
exclusively. If you don't want to be exclusive, don't do exclusive
wow,
shit.
But I like
don't expect exclusive shit. And then when I'm like, I'm confused as fuck because after that,
he ain't confused. He ain't never tell you not to fuck with nobody. That's your
why
fault.
Y'all men love doing that.
But if
shit.
You like somebody, you just said, but I like
you.
But if you like somebody or whatever,
I can like you. Wait, you can still on. Fuck somebody else.
You want me to sleep next to you every single fucking night, but you okay me fucking somebody else?
You
all right,
you
are
could
walking
easy,
contradiction,
no, you
my nigga.
Easy, like, no, I'm not
you
coming.
Are,
that I can't get mad.
That's true.
You're not my girl. If you're like,
you
no, I'm not
saying.
Coming today.
You're right.
Listen,
you are.
If you say, listen, I'm not coming today, I can't get mad at you. You're not my girl.
Listen, light skin. Don't,
if I ask
listening.
You and you agreeing to doing it, we're doing it together. You be like, nah, I'm sure.
But
I'm
that's
good on
relationship
that.
Shit.
But listen,
is,
but if you tell me no
adults.
And I get mad, like, oh, no, then you be like, nigga, you're not my man. Then I can be like, oh, shit.
No, you
now
see, that's when we get into much unnecessary
mean?
Conflict.
Like, no,
exactly.
That's not unnecessary.
That's
conflict.
It is. Because now you're crossing boundaries at
no
the end
boundaries.
Of the day. Yes, there is boundaries.
That's dumb.
Yes, there is boundaries. Because then if he or she catches feelings, now what?
So what? It takes two.
It takes two. But my thing is, there's boundaries.
I can't get mad at you if you're not my girl.
And
you tell me no, I can't get mad. Now if he go off and get mad, then I'm like, listen, you're not even my man. Then I'm like, oh shit, you're right.
And that's fine, but the reason I would get mad is because of the things you're doing with me is giving painting a certain picture. I know motherfuckers who took bitches to see their family. Now not you do the you make your walk of shame on mommies in the kitchen type of thing. I'm talking about niggas took girls to the family barbecue. This is my mom and my sister and whatever. And
so?
She's sleeping there every night. Come picking her up from work. Dates in the regular. All of a sudden, I don't want something right now. Get the fuck out of here. If you don't want something,
yeah,
act like
crazy.
It.
That's
get
crazy.
You
that's
five
so
bitches.
I can't have a
listen,
friend.
Focus on me. Focus on me.
I can't have
get
a friend.
You five
cool,
women. Put
that's
them
a,
in
no,
rotation.
No, you can't do that. Like,
nah, cool.
Like you
y'all
can't
crazy.
Do that. You know you
yeah,
have.
Yeah,
your...
let you go.
No,
I let you go because she was talking. Nah, okay, yeah,
no,
okay.
You have
you
your
now.
Own little like.
I have nothing.
Yes, you do because you
I
do this to us
make,
all the time.
I can't be friends with a female that I had sex with. I like kicking it with. She can't meet my moms and just hang out with me. But listen, it takes
what?
Two to tango. Like, I ain't meeting your family or whatever. You meet my family, so fucking what?
There's boundaries,
nah.
though.
What boundaries?
For me?
You, what do you mean
you're
what boundaries?
You're single, right?
All right, so if you're single, like, first of all, there is you're doing
so
relationship
you're
shit.
You're sending off the wrong message.
Like, I'm not bringing somebody to meet my parents and we're just friends.
But if you do all that, she thinks she's
exactly.
in one.
Exactly. That's how you fall into
no,
one.
That's how you just stop assuming that you're
that's
in a relationship.
That's not assuming. That's nobody assumes.
Assume they be in a relationship with niggas they never was in a relationship.
But, like, last question.
Just because you
like we were saying last week, if you
what?
Give
nobody's
all the regular
bitches
everything, what do you give her?
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's the regular
what?
Bitches?
What do you give her?
Why are you making you the regular though? Why you saying like regular?
You can't
that's
be the best
fact.
You.
You
if
can't
you
be the best
you. Be the best
you don't
even
hear
lying.
What's lying about
that's a
just not making you lying?
All right.
But no,
lie,
but it doesn't.
Lie,
there's
lie
boundaries.
Lying. You wilding out. What
are you talking about?
What it is that feelings.
He acting dumb.
You know. Feelings get involved, bro. If you sleep with somebody every freaking night,
okay.
you nice. Start to invest in them. You're you
that's...
know, spending time. You're doing things. You're meeting the parents, the family. The family know your name. And then you hit them with the, I'm not looking for nothing right now.
Your friend.
You're getting in the way
crazy.
Of their
you know
opportunities.
What? You know what?
That's
now,
what
I'm
you're doing.
Not,
yes,
I'm
you
I'm
are.
Tell you what
first
it is.
Of all, time invested. All right, but time invested means that you're taking time out. You're taking time out. I'm taking time out. Of my schedule to give
yourself.
To you. It don't matter whether you're enjoying yourself. So my thing is this. If I'm taking time out and I'm doing girlfriend things with you or something like that, if that's the case, then
eventually I'm going to want to be your girlfriend because you're taking somebody else's space because I can be acting like a girlfriend to somebody else who actually wants to be my boyfriend.
Still wrong in the beginning. He tell you I'm not looking for a relationship. He telling you in the beginning, which I still do girlfriend.
But
boyfriend
my thing
shit.
Is, if you look,
but he's
if,
told you already.
But if you're
he
not,
told you
but
already.
My thing, you can't do. But this is what I'm saying. This is the problem right here.
That's no problem.
If you're telling somebody that you don't want a relationship in the beginning, and both of y'all agree that y'all don't want relationships, then y'all have to set boundaries so that y'all don't even feel like y'all want to be in relation. In a relationship.
That's
you can't act like you're in a relationship.
What it is, though, this is very important.
Go Black.
What ends up happening is that a lot of people, you see, when you play dice, right? It's only 6 points on a die, right? It's only 6 points. And a lot of people, even when they roll a 5, they want to try to get the head cracked. They want to try to roll a 6. So when people say, I'm not looking for nothing right now, they might look at you as a 4 or 5 or even maybe even a 3. And they might feel like, you know what? I think I could get a 6. So I want to hold out. People are saying it to hold out for something that they believe is a 6. And that's wrong. Because that same person usually a month or two later be in a fucking relationship. Or mm-hmm. 6 months later, be in mm-hmm. a fucking relationship. Be doing some of the things mm-hmm. that they told you no. They told you, nah, we can't go to a movie. We can't go to my mom barbecue. You can't go to my mom's house. And mm-hmm. now 6 months later, you see him with freaking Suzanne everywhere.
Six
God
months
damn.
Is a long
Add
time.
Me the stepdad. Add me the motherfucking stepdad.
Listen, bro. You not going to lease me and get a car back whenever you're ready. Now, get the fuck out of here.
Facts.
There's no leasing Black success. You got to buy. This is a mortgage. This is
that
a mortgage.
That has nothing to do with being
emotional.
That has nothing
to
do with wasting
is,
my time.
Listen,
how
you wasting time?
Listen,
you
my G.
Because
I'm 38.
Somebody got to, when you grow, you don't have time to just have fun. Like,
no,
shit starts, you got to start putting
out.
Shit in
if
order.
If you put yourself in that position, if he tell you from the beginning, I'm not looking for a relationship, you still choose to deal with him.
But it could be a
you are wasting your own time then. Even if I want to hang with you and you keep saying yes.
That's not what the question
The question
no,
was,
the question
what,
was. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Saying,
the question.
I'm not looking
for
a relationship.
The question
right
was.
Now.
Yeah, and when somebody so, say, when somebody
you
say,
say
that. No, no, but when somebody say that, look, you could be treated like two things: rent or mortgage. I'm not rent, my guy. You're not gonna give me that. You're
Listen,
not gonna
man.
Give me the. I'm not looking for nothing right now. No, Black success is mortgage. You got 30 years? Let's go. You ain't got 30 years.
There's no nigga right here. There's no nigga in the world. If he meet a bad chick, right? And she tell me, listen, I'm not looking for no relationship off rip right now, but we could kick it. And you kick it with her all the time, all the time. So fucking, he ain't gonna stop. He ain't gonna be like, yo, you wasting my time.
He's gonna start catching feelings.
Listen to me. And
I'm gonna start catching feelings.
Why? He can still catch feelings and
you
still
start
control
take,
yourself, though.
Okay,
you can still
but,
be like, yes,
but
this is my homie. That's my
while,
friend.
You gonna
want to
spend more
why
time?
Why can't you just be friends with somebody?
I believe
so
that you couldn't.
And even if y'all wanna do relationship shit, we go on trips. Nah, that's my. That's
but listen. I was in a situation like that. Last year, I was with somebody and from rip, like I was still dealing with the shit from my ex, and I was like, listen, I don't want a relationship from jump. I told him, I'm like, we just having fun, we kicking it. He was like, cool. We started spending time sparsely together, and then he started liking my vibe, like the person I was and whatever. So he wanted to start spending more and more and more time with me. And it got to the point, I was like, nah, if I keep this pace going, he's going to get in a position that I don't want him in, feelings-wise. And that's exactly what fucking happened. And when I sat and I talked to him, of course. I'm an amazing. I'm a diamond motherfucker. Of course he's caught catching feelings. Fuck out of here. But you know, but what I did, I was like, yo, I'm like, I told him like, yo, stop. Like, we got to start spending less time with each other because I don't want you to get in a space that I can't take you out from. Yep. Because I still know that I didn't want a relationship at that time. But at least I caught the person because they were getting comfortable because motherfuckers like you think it's okay.
Word, that shit is wrong.
You think it's okay.
It is wrong.
Only,
you got to communicate.
It only
take
you,
it's all about communication
and
anything.
Listen,
so.
It only
exactly,
takes you 60 days to really care. After
Facts.
60 days, you start to really care about the person.
Facts.
You right. trying to find out
we
how they
know
day
I don't
on.
Give a fuck.
It's friendship, though. You can build friendship with people.
You can build
friendship.
You can
build friendship with people, then you got to get into a relationship with somebody,
you're making
though.
It a sub situation. We're answering your question. That's it. Like, that's it.
The question is, if they told you, if they're not looking for a relationship, they can tell you in the beginning, they can tell you in the middle, they can tell you in the end. If I tell you in the beginning and you still want to fuck with me, you putting your own self in it.
That I agree with.
You're not a victim. You're a volunteer.
Exactly. But it goes both ways,
like,
though. It goes both ways because
you
could say I don't want to be.
You this, and I can
but
still
you
kick
can,
with you every day.
Exactly.
Why can't I?
But nobody said you couldn't. All what right I'm then. Saying is, you can't do relationship shit like Tanya said.
You can't tell me what I can't do if I'm telling you.
All right, so you can't get mad if somebody feels like you're trying to like lure them into a relationship or something like that. Because they can take what you're doing as the wrong impression. You're giving the wrong impression.
That's why you shouldn't
assume. Bottom line, you ask questions.
You make an ass out of you and me.
When you feel confused, you ask questions. That's whether it's a girl or a guy. Mm-hmm. If you start feeling confused, then you like, all right, we weren't looking for a relationship. So what is going on? You ask questions. You communicate. That's all it's about. You make an ass out of yourself by assuming, but that's why you ask questions and you communicate to see what's going on.
Follow your last order. I ain't looking for a relationship. Don't think I'm getting into one.
So all this shit you doing a lot that you people are not supposed to catch feelings. Are you doing it with one person or you have a rotation?
What are you talking about? I ain't got no rotation.
What are we talking about?
Nobody want me out here, man. Ain't no snitching
on Brown Holy
Water. Let's get to the next topic, y'all. We don't talk about being trapped. Now, we always hear about how women trap a man or could trap a man or whatever. We're going to talk about in the other way, the flip side. Is it possible for a man to trap a woman? Let me finish the fucking question. The fuck? Alright, you got trapped? You
talk about your story? I never got trapped. I've had people try.
Alright. Is it possible for a man to trap a woman? We're talking about like pregnancy wise and everything. So you said yup, right off rip before I finish the question. Yeah, shoot.
Yes, it's Why do you feel it possible?
Why?
Because
I don't think so.
First of all, there's guys who be wanting to get chicks pregnant.
That's a fact.
Like, so at the end of the day, like, I mean, it's up to the woman to you know what I mean, like, cut that off. But you got guys who literally don't want to pull out poke holes and condoms. Like, there's some dudes out there that do shit like that, and they will try to trap a woman.
Well, there's nothing wrong with poking holes in condoms.
Yes, don't start your shit back, because it is.
Nah,
it's called the sprinkler.
No, listen, if I eat the box, I'm going raw. Like, voluntarily or involuntarily, I'm going raw. You can't put on a condom.
Me?
You gonna fight? Cause like,
I don't think a man can trap a woman. I don't. I don't feel like
that's sexist.
You call it what you want. You got the final decision.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to know if you that nigga crazy. I knew he lied to me. No, if you knew that nigga crazy or all the shit that you felt, don't have that baby. You can't get trapped into having a baby. Unless he tie you up.
What if you don't? What if you're
months?
A woman? What if you're a woman who doesn't believe in abortions?
That too.
Hey, well, give the baby
you
away.
You got it. No.
you gotta have even
with that, you gotta have some kind of bending power with that. If you don't believe in abortion,
you still could
because
do
a lot of things can happen.
You can't tell me you don't believe in abortions. So you having fornication, motherfucker. They're all sin. God is seeing you. You're fucking without being out of wedlock. You're fucking without being married. And if you kill, they're all the same level of fucking sin. You're going to hell, bitch. Don't tell me. Don't fucking tell me you don't believe in abortions, but you've been fucking somebody's husband.
Clearly
that's adultery, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That is adultery.
Pro-choice.
Don't even. I am pro-choice.
Listen, we don't have a show on that also. But so how you feel about that? Can a woman be trapped by men?
You know it's funny?
No, it's not.
Caribbean men do that. They have that. If they, and I'm telling you, like my first fiance,
they can just get you pregnant, but you ain't gotta keep it.
But that's still
you could be on birth control. You could
okay,
do
but
something.
Some people, I'm gonna give two fucking examples.
Give me two examples of one now. Trapped. Let me see.
Back in the day, Caribbean men love doing this shit. Like my first fiance, his brother told him, was like, yo, you got a good girl. Get her pregnant. For the whole thing, like, you know, people, you know, once you have a child, you and that person are attached for life. No matter what happens, you were attached for life. That's trapping somebody. That's somebody
but
who...
But you gotta have a child.
Listen, okay, assuming I don't believe in abortions, just for assumption's sake, there are some men who will get you pregnant just to have you in your life, in their life, for time and time again.
I agree. I know guys that
I'm on contraceptives right now. And like, I am. I'm on contraceptives. I'm on Implanon. Google it, bitches. Y'all need to be on Implanon. But I, like, people I've dated, they know I was on contraceptives. Oh, that's good. You can't get pregnant. Then after a while, it's like, so when are you going to take that thing out your arm? You know, when are you going to come off birth control? I'm like, nigga, what? I don't want to have kids. And I'm like, no, we should think about it because I really like you. That's him saying, bitch, I want you in my life forever and fucking ever. Are you? That is a form of trapping, motherfucker. Especially if you know I don't want kids.
If you know you don't want kids, you ain't going to have
to get up and they pulling you down. Like,
yeah. Trying not to see you grow.
No, she's talking about sex.
She's talking about sex. Like she riding, and he pulling her down. You still you he nah, broke but, your legs. You can't get nah, that. What's that pill in the morning?
I mean, wasn't not done, for nothing. I mean,
go get that pill in the morning. Then. He broke your motherfucking leg.
For the most part, people.
Omelet. Y'all, everybody know about that.
For the most part, people think trapping is just from a financial perspective. Like, women trap men because, okay, he's a b-ball player, you got money, you go child support for the rest of my life, But sometimes trapping is just for just to have somebody around and just to know you have somebody around all the fucking time, to know you'll always be, I'll always be your first baby daddy, I'll always be your first baby mother, no matter what the fuck. There are people who have that in their head, like, I'll always be the first. Nobody else will come after me. I'm number one. That's a trap
that
for them.
That becomes their fucking livelihood.
At the end, you can't get rid of me, motherfucker, until I die or you die. Like, that's how people are. That's a form of trapping, bro.
How many times you try to trap a chick?
I never try to trap a chick. I never try.
Is it possible?
Is it possible for me to trap a chick?
For a man.
For a man? Trap a woman. No, it's not possible.
Thank you.
I had a lot of women try to trap me, you know?
I heard all those stories.
You know, Danny, I'm really pissed off at you today. You think I'm ugly or something?
No, I don't think you're ugly.
Let me finish my statement.
All right, go ahead.
I had a lot of women once upon a time try to trap me. I mean, you got to understand, all right? I'm 33. No kids. I'm in shape. My teeth are white. I don't smoke.
Outfits.
You know what I mean? I got wild outfits. I got a great job. I got a great hustle. I write songs. I throw parties.
What else you do?
I got a dope podcast. I get fly. You understand? So it's like, damn, I want this. You know what I mean? And I know he not going to be my whole character doesn't show any signs of deadbeat or any signs of fucked up dude. So
I got you.
A lot of females want that.
I see.
Because that's the opposite of what they got pregnant by.
I got you.
It's like, damn, how can I get black success? How can I get Jerry Berry? And the answer is, you can't. You got me. I'm all
Jerry.
It's all over.
Jerry.
It's all over.
I can get Jerry Berry.
Yo, this nigga is retarded, son. But back to the subject at hand, I don't think it's possible, though, man.
Why?
I'm just saying, because at the end of the day, you got the final decision. You can get G'd, and he can make you believe that he could be a good dad, even everything. If you feel it, don't do it.
But what about the type of trap where it's like they... The women speak about this. They support you through the entire fucking pregnancy. When they support you through the entire pregnancy and then switch on you when the baby's born, how can I
and
reverse that?
Well, he don't want you in the life if he bounced. So.
But that's what I'm saying. But he could have put up such a facade for the entire time. Like, get me pregnant. Paint this picture. Oh, we're going to be this. We're going to be that. Blah, 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 blah.
That's true.
And then
that's
when it's done, give me stretch marks. Fuck my body up. Give me a baby. Make me a fucking single parent. Like, no nigga going to want you, bitch. But I'm baby daddy. I'm number one. I got you for life. I trap your ass. Maybe we have some other hoes now. Like,
that,
that's really God doing that to you, though,
because
you got bamboozled.
At the end of the day, you let a dude do something permanent for a temporary situation. That's kind of your fault.
Still. Because, but you didn't know it was temporary.
Yes, you did. Because
you ain't got no ring on
you. He didn't do nothing else permanent. He didn't put no ring on you. Y'all didn't move in. Y'all didn't start no fucking business. Y'all didn't do nothing else long term besides that baby. That's your fault.
Makes sense.
If you believed in that, black success.
That's yo.
JB.
Oh. All right, the next part real quick. I don't know if it's like kind of trap, but it's like, it's just another part of the question I think I wanted to just throw out there. Do you think a baby could save a relationship?
Nah.
I say fuck no. It causes way, way, way more stress once another life is involved, another mouth to feed.
If somebody's not ready,
and we was already beefing up with dumb shit. It's a slim chance that sometime a baby could come and whoever was like the immature party, I guess, gets mature now because they see a baby face and it changes them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, nah. They're going to keep doing the same shit. So a baby could be worse bringing into a situation.
Yeah, and it depends. It depends how the baby came about.
A negative situation.
That too.
It depends how the baby came about. A lot of times, females just want something to love. And if they can't get a man, if they can't have a man, sometimes a lot of females have babies out of just they want something to love. Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
take care of my baby. I don't need
no
nigga.
I don't need nobody. So they become one of those. So it depends how the baby came about. Can a baby save a relationship? I don't think so.
Nah.
I think it can make
slim chance.
I think it can hurt it more than help it sometimes because
like we said a couple weeks ago, if a man said he wasn't ready or don't want the actual baby, then you don't get an abortion. You're forcing him to be a father. Mm-hmm. You're forcing mm-hmm. him. You're that forcing becomes resentment. His hand. And he probably wanted to wait for whatever sole reason. Maybe he had a plan to get a better job and do whatever and get a crib. And some people want to have a baby a certain way. Kind of like how they did it back in the day. Babies was really planned out. Hey, we're going to have a baby when the fucking house is ready and this is done and this is done. This is a,
baby nah, movies did.
Right. Now we can bring a baby in. So now you done forced them. Y'all both live separately. Y'all both live in rooms at somebody else's crib. And now you done. Now y'all being a parent in a three-generation household in two separate ones. That's you know, that's stressful for anybody to know that their child is not going to be raised up right or freaking now got to struggle. Or you got to struggle too. Because your check was probably just enough to get you one hookah every Friday. Now you can't even refill the shit now. You understand? They come refill. You like, nah, I'm good. So that extra 10, I gotta save that. You understand? And that's how people end up beefing and arguing over diapers and milk. Mm-hmm. You arguing over $20 purchases. You shouldn't have had that kid. You should have waited.
Facts.
Just my thoughts.
Do you feel?
I don't feel like it could save a relationship at all. I do feel like it can make it worse more than it can make it better, because then that becomes just a bigger responsibility, more stress. And like he said, if you say you didn't want the baby or whatever the situation is, it just, people become resentful. So that's all I gotta say.
Good. You just took my whole answer, but it's all right. It's all right. I ain't gonna blow it up.
A baby can save a relationship.
Can?
It can, but only in one situation.
Okay.
The situation is, there are couples out there who one party may want a baby more than the other one. There are men who want kids so bad, but their wife is not ready to have it because, let's say, maybe she want to get a degree or something. You know, like, she's holding back actually having the kid because she wants to do something first before she has children. And when a man wants a child, it creates a certain void in him, like watching his boys, like, go shopping for their kids and watching his other friends, like, first day of school picks coming up. Like, that shit hurts people. Like, I see people who are legit out here in this world hurt that they don't have kids to experience that way. Mm-hmm. And then when they start factoring shit like age and shit, like, all right, well, I'm 33, I'm 35, and I know kids. All my friends had kids since their 20s and whatever. Like, when the fuck is this bitch gonna get her life together for me to do it? And that shit makes people act up. They got men who would cheat off of that. Like, my wife is not fulfilling what I want. And that's the only time I believe a baby can save a relationship. If he's about to leave because you don't want to fill that void for him, you can have a baby, might switch him around. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to have my child. You give me my firstborn. You give me my first son. You give me my first daughter. Mm-hmm. And fill that fucking void, relationship will come back. Other than that, if you had a fucked up relationship before, like, you weren't getting along, like, a baby is just added responsibility. Like, a baby is not just a cute face and cooing and crying and crying in the middle of the night. A baby is a fucking responsibility, not just any responsibility, a fucking lifetime responsibility. You owe that child your entire life until the day you die. You understand? So, like, to put that burden on top of us not getting along, you give me something I can't renege.
That's a fact.
My blood, I put my bloodline in this. I can't renege that. I can't take it back. How you think that's going to help the situation? And what babies do, they change people. I've seen men change. Men are like, I live a certain life, but now I have something to live for. I'm going to straighten up myself because I have somebody or someone to provide for. Mm-hmm. That changes them. They're a bit more responsible with their spending, how they work, their time, or whatever. But that still don't change the relationship with the mother.
Exactly, because the relationship, just because you had a baby, that they're building a bond with that child, not necessarily you, because you hear a lot of guys who are just like, I can't stand my baby mother or whatever, but they're good fathers as well.
But that amazing doesn't mean dad, like that doesn't mean I can be along cordial with that bitch.
Yeah, or females too, like, you know what I mean? It could go both ways, because at the end of the day, like, my responsibility is to that child, not you. So regardless of what the situation is, I don't have to get along with you. I have to get along with that child. So that's not going to better our situation. I just have to put up with you. I can be cordial. That doesn't mean that I have to like you. That doesn't mean that I have to, like, be around you all the time. That doesn't mean any of that, because my responsibility is to that child or those children. Point blank, period.
And also, you know, sometimes a baby, you know, I've seen a lot of people, you know, do the wrong things, you know.
they have a kid and they put the wrong thing into a kid head. Oh, yeah. You know, your daddy isn't shit or whatever, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that also hurts it too. Like, you can't complain about him not being a freaking father if that's what you're promoting. That's what you're putting out there. Mm-hmm. So why would he want to be a good father? So, you know, a lot of people just do a lot of negative things because they can't have the person or the relationship didn't go the way they wanted it to. And that's a part of life. Sometimes you just gotta...
Some people are selfish. They don't understand. Like, you don't even understand that you're hurt in this situation. And just because you're telling the child that, oh, your father's like this and your father's like that, that child is going to grow up. Yeah. And when that child grows up, they're going to see the situation for what it is. They're going to be able to tell if you was just... scorn and you just bullshitting. They're gonna be able, like, they're gonna ask questions. They might research. They might have a certain relationship with their father or whatever. And then when they start asking questions and their father like, no, that's not how it went, this is how it go, then you looking at the situation and now people are seeing you for what you really are. You know what I mean? And it's not fair. It's not fair at all.
And the kid can end up just hating you after that.
Word. At the end of the day, man, just have a baby when you're ready. Don't think he's gonna save a relationship when you're ready to do it. That's it, right?
Yep.
Alright, we're gonna get to the last topic, man. If y'all haven't noticed, we dropped the number in the comments. We're gonna open up the phone lines. Y'all can put y'all thoughts in on this topic. We're gonna talk about women's hygiene.
Please do.
We could go real briefly, like, because us men, what is the pH balance, real quick?
pH?
Yeah.
Vagina is naturally acidic. It's naturally acidic because semen is basic. So when a man ejaculates in a woman, acid and base reacts, salt and water. That's why it is. So, I majored in science. I'm sorry. But your pH now has to be, pH has to be acidic. And the pH level goes from acidic to base. Just for simplicity's sake. Acidic to base. A vagina has to be acidic. To kill germs. Oh, asshole. It needs to kill germs because that acids are strong to kill germs, and it also needs to neutralize the semen that gets ejaculated in it. When your pH goes off, it means there's just extra shit that's in there that's so fucking strong that it, based on certain chemical reactions that happen, it tilts your pH to the side of the scale you don't want it to be, and now your body cannot defend against the germs and stuff that's there. And so when germs start growing, when odors come, when bacteria breeds. So if you smell an odor, there's a lot of bacteria that's in there. And if bacteria is in your vagina is acidic, we're supposed to kill that shit. It's them strong motherfuckers.
But you got
the
ones vagina, you don't want
you
in
got,
there.
You got, so that's what it means when your pH is off.
All right.
You got good flora and you got bad flora. At the end of the day, you have bacteria. You have good bacteria and you have bad bacteria in your vagina. So what happens is when there is an overly amount of bad bacteria, that's when the yeast infections come and the bacterial infections come and everything like that. So
she said.
Okay. In other words. So the question at hand is...
Basically what they said, ladies, it's a lot going on down there.
A lot we don't know about. We don't care, man. But the question is, have you ladies ever had a friend whose vaginal odor didn't smell right? And did you say anything?
And don't say you didn't have that friend.
This is for the ladies out there. Brown holy water, call up. You ever had a friend? Even you, if you wasn't smelling right that day, you came back from the track meet. Shit wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Shit a little woofing. But hold on. And then the fellas, have you ever had an experience with a stinky coochie girl? Did you have an experience with a vaginal odor? So that's the question at hand. Y'all can call up whenever y'all ready.
Somebody
the numbers
call.
In the comments. You know what I'm saying? But we asked the ladies first. You ever smelled one of y'all friends that wasn't so fresh that day?
It's not even about being fresh. It's just she had BV, like somebody put in the comments. She had bacterial vaginosis. She had shit up in... This yeah, is common. BV. It's bacterial common. Vaginosis.
Did she know? Did she play it off like her shit
ain't
don't stink?
No bitch alive has a distinct vaginal odor that does not know. They're just embarrassed. See, I'm telling you.
Hold on, y'all. We got our first call. Let's go. We got to get back to it.
Brian Holy Water, state your name.
And Nadia from Florida.
Oh, shit. Nadia called us from the hurricane.
From the fucking hurricane, Irma.
Yeah. Are you safe? Is your family good?
Yeah, we in Tampa. We kind of inland, so we good for now.
Oh, but good. Like,
listen, if your coochie stink now, you got an excuse. Ain't no water out there. We know. But, yo, did you ever had a friend that had like a... like a smelly twat or some shit, and you had to check on it or something?
I mean, she told me that her significant other, and this is where it comes into play. Like, if you dealing with a real one, if he's able to tell you, like, yo, your discharge don't smell right.
Yeah.
Like old mayonnaise?
Huh?
Like old mayonnaise?
Not old.
Old mayonnaise.
I mean, she told me. She's like, listen, he told me, like, yo, your discharge don't smell right. So she went and got herself checked out, and it came up as BV. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone knows, like, BV is one of those things that is, there's no, they really can't pinpoint what causes BV,
mm-hmm.
you know? And there's some women out here that's walking around with it, and they don't know it. And mm-hmm. unless you have a real one that you're sleeping with, and if they can't tell you the truth, then you really don't know. You're just walking out here
thinking
with
it's
BV
normal.
With a smelly.
BV ain't contagious, is it?
Men can get it.
Men can get it.
Men can get it.
You
can
wow.
get it. Can get it.
Niggas
y'all out here BVing it, huh?
BV?
But BV is not. It's not that
it doesn't
real.
Show up in men though. Like you don't. It shows up in women. It doesn't show up in men. But, so you have to get checked out.
All right, yeah. Nadia. Thank you for calling up, Nadia. Be safe out there, man. All right.
Thanks.
Get some Polar Spring and dab that cooch.
And listen to a little bit of Hurricane Chris.
Nah, but you can get BV from different things. You can mm-hmm. get it from not changing your liners, not wearing proper underwear, having a partner who cheats on you, who's bringing somebody else nasty ass germs, mm-hmm. dirty ass dick, and sticking it in you also. Chemical that's how a lot of women's pH goes off.
Black, you
protect your peace and your pH. If you,
you saw mother, that meme.
Yo, so you're
a man that listen,
you know what's crazy? Wait. I made that shit up, you know.
Wait.
I made that, I swear to fucking God.
Hold on, we got another call.
Yeah, I can't even get to my stinky.
Brown Holy Water, state your name, gangster.
It's your boy Shoe here.
Well, shut oh up. Shit, Bam in the house. Yo, what's up, man? You ever had a stinky coochie experience?
Yeah, man. I will put a name. I really want to put on blast.
Don't do that. Don't
no,
do that. No.
Say
no,
your name.
Don't do that.
Don't do
that.
Don't
I'm
do
not,
it. Don't
I'm
do
not
it.
Gonna ruin. I'm not gonna ruin the show like that.
Don't.
I'm just gonna. It was an awful experience, man.
Did and you hit?
I was uneducated. Because my mama told me that everybody has natural nectar. You know what uh-huh. I'm saying? The little natural odor that everybody comes with. So I'm thinking that it was that. Uh-huh. Nah, man, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was extra. It was extra credit.
So what you're, so what you're saying is that you still went through with it.
Let me tell you what I'm telling you. Hold on.
Let me explain why I still hit it. Shoot,
you
hold
nasty on. Mother, no. Son of a bitch.
No, man, because I go down there, you know what I'm saying? I hit the left side, you know what I'm saying?
You go down there. You went down there?
I didn't touch it when I went down there. I had to make sure it was that. I had to make sure.
You thought it was her feet?
Put your nose there.
You thought it was her feet?
Is it the front? I didn't put the nose there. I just wanted to make sure it was coming from where I thought it was coming from. Once I established that it was that, it was the front, not the back. I had a decision to make. I came back up out of there. I was like, ah, man. Like, man.
And then, he said I had a decision to make.
Then she grabbed it. Yeah, I had a decision to make. I came back up top, man. I looked at her for a second, and then she grabbed the junk, and she threw it in there for me. I was like, well, you already submitted now.
How so, she just throw your dick in the garbage like that?
I couldn't control it. I couldn't control it.
You didn't fuck the trash can.
Wait, was this unprotected sex?
It was definitely unprotected.
No,
you did not
you
have a condom on
your
body.
You
did not
you
have
went
a condom on
your body. I'm a rubber genius.
You did not. You got about 10 kids, my nigga. You
didn't know. Yeah, we got to highlight you, man. Thanks
yo,
for calling
Sue,
in.
Yo, Sue, appreciate calling up, bro. All
right, man.
Yeah, so.
I'm a rubber genius.
Real quick, before you go, yo.
Yeah.
My stinky coochie spray
call up,
was,
call up.
I guess I'm going to blame my mother again. A fat ass. But she kind of saved me, though. Chick went to use the bathroom and...
Oh, wow.
Her fragrance in the air. Like, I tell you. That's why I said you can't... A chick be going to your bathroom trying to pee and trying to spray Lysol. That shit no good, man. Mm. Her pussy, you can't... You smell her pussy all through the air. She smell like cat litter. Mm. Mother called me upstairs like, boy, don't you dare stick it. I'm like, what are you, mom? She crazy. She's like, nah, I'll give a fuck. Make that little nasty girl at this house. And that was it, man. After that, I live by that rule, though, man. I might be a creep. Girls go to the bathroom, I go in right after them. Like this.
Ah.
Like, I'm smoke back my eyes, good to go.
Like on some real shit, like feminine hygiene is like, it's like talking about money. A lot of girls want to are very miseducated around it.
But my thing is, you can smell yourself.
You
like,
can smell you yourself. You can do a swipe. Soap, like, but you can,
like if I smell you, do you smell yourself. If I smell you, you can smell you.
It's the levels of the funk.
But if I smell you, you smell you.
That shit could come cool through the jeans. Cool up. It's some people that's shit that true, can come through
but
the
that
jeans.
Means that there's
and
a problem people, down there.
It's some people, you got to wait until you take the panties off. And then that it's like, too. Ooh. So now when the you take the panties off, this is how you find out if she know or not. You know what I mean? When you take the freaking panties off, you put your fingers in there. You give her a little bit of finger fucking, finger pop, like this. And then you go right to her mouth with the fingers. Now, if she don't lick those fingers, she knew, my guy.
She kind of like, ugh, what the fuck?
But listen, but listen. Like, hold on, hold on.
But my
here's
thing is, why would you even want to have sex with somebody and side. You don't hold smell here's fresh the flip down side. There?
If she do lick those fingers, how nasty is this
so
bitch?
She want to kiss you?
Listen. Okay, on some real shit, like back in the day, when I was in my teen years, I had my pH go off. But the person I was with, he said, he was like, babe, we got to go to the pharmacy. And I respected that because that was somebody who clearly cares about me. I'm young. I didn't know about certain things. Like, I still was doing shit I wasn't supposed to do.
You wasn't wiping correctly.
I was wiping. It could have been if I wore my liner too long that day. Or I went to the creek, and you know, we got creeks in Indiana, bathing the fucking dirty ass water. That shit could also throw your pH off, too. Mm. A lot of shit could throw woman's pH off without, not her necessarily being a nasty bitch, but if you go, certain shit could happen to you. You don't even fucking know.
But I
had somebody who was willing to tell me, like, I didn't realize it. Because, one, I'm young. Like, I'm oblivious to a lot of shit. I was, like, in my teens, like, 17, 18.
Condoms throw up your pH. That's why I don't use them.
That's fucking dickhead. But condoms can fuck with your pH, too. But
I'm trying to look out for them.
If you're dealing with a proper man, he would sit and have a certain conversation. He would let you know, baby, let's go take care of X, Y, Z, whatever, whatever. We took care of it. We got our little creams, whatever, and it was cleared up. You know, and I appreciated a man like that, opposed to a nigga who was going to smell my shit and act like everything is okay, then put my ass in fucking group chat and tell all niggas whatever, whatever. Not even
you
knowing.
You definitely go to group chat. You definitely go to group chat.
But my thing is, why you chat don't, room. Like, my thing is, you don't prep. If you know you're about to be with a guy, like, you don't do the necessary.
There's some things you watch their shit.
There's some saying.
It still stinks.
But then there's some people who watch their shit and it's good enough to fuck, but they still got an issue. Mm. And then they got
but
the after-fuck smell mixed in with
issue.
This shit.
Because you just had sex and that just caused more friction, more freaking bacteria, but more shit going on.
But that's like, where the embarrassment comes in. A lot of people don't want
to
accept
that. You go into
that.
A girl house to have sex and you go in her bathroom, her washcloth is like a brick, just leave out.
You could have your pH thrown off by using soap. Like
that's true.
Like
that's
come
true.
On, it's soap. And
if
a lot of
it don't matter. No, it doesn't. Everybody doesn't. Like, react to Dove the same way. Like, everybody doesn't react to the same things. Everybody's body is different.
Y'all giving these ladies
different.
A lot of excuses. Some of y'all just stink.
There's no excuses.
Some of y'all just stink.
I didn't say there's an excuse. At the end of the day, some people have strong.
But I'm saying that like, we need y'all that men to be like.
Brian, hold the water. State your name. Who this?
Hey, it's Shemira.
What's up?
Hi, Shemira.
Hey, hon. How are you?
What's up with you?
You had a friend that had a stinking coochie, or you ever had a stinking
coochie? No.
Your coochie stink?
I feel like when it comes on to a woman's pH balance, if you're really in tune with your body, you're supposed to automatically know.
Yes,
I don't think someone else is supposed to be telling you that your vagina stinks.
Absolutely.
The minute it automatically shows up. You feel a certain way the minute something is off. So if it gets to the point where you stink, that means you're just, I don't know, you're nasty at that point.
What if you just ate asparagus and I heard that
Yo,
make
shut
you
up.
Shut
up.
I swear I heard asparagus make you. I heard asparagus make you.
I know I don't.
For girls?
No, not.
I never heard that.
My shorty love asparagus.
Sushi.
Is she fine?
I don't
right?
even know why you guys.
She's fine, right?
So you never had no experience with your friend to tell you her coochie stink, though? Every girl had that experience. I want to know, like, the in depth, the convos of females. Like, oh, girl.
Yeah, but no girl is
going
to be like,
more
girl, I smell your vagina.
To give him
you told her?
Nah, I have a friend. I told her. I had a friend. She was notorious for a stink pussy. And I told her. And she was like, but she acted like I was trying to diss her. And mind you, it was just me and her having a private conversation. I told that bitch, like, your shit, you got to fix your shit because niggas is talking about it. And she was like, I ain't got to do shit. These niggas, whatever. I'm like, you know what? Go around. Go there, stink pussy, bitch.
But
you
that's different if a guy is like, if niggas is coming to you like, yo, your friend, such and such, whatever. But if you discover it for yourself, I just feel like Like, my nigga, like, you not paying attention to your body. Like, as a woman, even as a teenager, and I'm not, it's nothing, because I understand, like, when you're a teenager, some people, they just don't say anything.
All right, Smarvel. Thank you for calling up, all right?
No problem, bye.
Later.
But I understand people don't say anything, but my thing is, you should be trying to get in tune with your body. That's how you know what I mean? That's how you should be maneuvering. But
that's like a person with bad breath. They never know they got true. Bad breath. You know how niggas just be all around breathing. Like,
but niggas
breath,
who... But
everybody know this nigga breath stink. Probably told a nigga breath stink. Nigga breath still stinking forever. True.
But like, how do you like ask for help, though? Like, so got some girls who like... Go would to know
the gynecologist.
I'm going to the doctor. Me? I'm not asking my breath. You don't talking about me.
But that's the thing. Like, some people
going to the doctor. I'm researching. Yo, Google
everybody
is
don't
my
got insurance.
Best friend.
That's, do people
a lot
have
of people's
insurance?
Jobs don't come with that type of insurance.
They got over-the-counter shit.
I think
you
should.
They got mad shit.
Another
call. We talking about Perrier.
Oh, everybody. Call.
Right, Holy Water, state your name.
Hi, this is Aaliyah. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Are you another guy?
Do your coochie stink?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
Your friend's coochie stink?
I won't call her a friend. I will call her...
Let me hear the story.
What
Let's
to
go.
Call her?
You gotta
anyway,
hold
your pants?
Associate. Now hold your pants?
She was my stylist. Oh. So, you know, back in Guyana, Tanya, we would go to, you know, get your friend do your hair or whatever, and we would, uh-huh. like, sit between their legs.
Oh! Oh.
I hope you wasn't getting boxed, and,
oh, my God. I had the worst experience.
You play all day.
For 6 hours in that cool state. That's sewage.
And I went to my friend. Uh-huh. It was bad. Oh, my God. Let me tell y'all. I went to this girl to get my hair done. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I was sitting between her legs. I'm like, what is this? Mind you, it don't even smell like sex or anything. This thing smell like shit. That's what it smelled like. It smelled like...
Maybe it's her ass.
I'm like...
Oh, that she had means a combination she, never, she not washing.
Nah, she just had a combination.
And I'm like, what is this smell like? What is smelling like that?
But hold
and
on.
She's playing it off like she don't know.
You still
but you,
her...
you, but you know she knew, right?
You still sat there and got your hair
yeah,
done,
she knew.
Though, right?
She knew, right? I'm telling you, they...
No, hell no, I didn't get my hair done. I take my money back and I was like, bye.
Oh, you let sis do your hair because I thought she was stinky?
I'm proud of you.
But I had to let her know. I'm like, no, sis, you got to do something about that because that pum pum not smell right.
You got to put a Tic Tac in it. You got to put a Tic Tac in it.
That pum pum dead, girl.
I say hold.
Thanks for calling, Evan.
Thank you for calling, man.
Thank you for calling, girl. Yeah, she had a combination platter, man. That shit is crazy. See, a lot of people be having like the combination, and you got to know.
Nah.
If your ass stink, they're saying, you know, you got to shower, man. You know, shower, man. And a lot
shower.
Of people, jobs... Don't come with that type
wash.
Of insurance
yeah,
where they can
and
go
even
to
when you wash, though,
want.
Like, I,
yo,
I do a swipe.
Got
another one. I do a swipe when
so
I wash.
Double check.
You hold up Brown Holy Water, yo.
Brown Holy Water. Who this? Who this? Who this? Who this?
On the line. Well, fuck you, too, then. Stay with me.
Stink pussy, bitch. Yeah, how you curse that out, whoever that was. That was crazy.
Now, call back your little Metro PCS. Now,
yeah,
call up, though.
Crazy,
that's what I'm talking about. Show the love. Talk about your experience. I want to hear more dudes. Talk. Oh, another. There
you
go.
We got
Cynthia
Water now, too. That be working
score.
On your pH.
Let's get this right.
Brown Holy Water. Who this?
Hey, what's up? It's Tiff.
Hey, Tiff.
Which Tiff? Tiff,
hey.
Tiff?
Hey, Tiff. This yes, blonde Tiff?
Oh, shit.
Hey,
it's Tiff,
Tiff.
She be writing the whole essay on my freaking status.
Let's go,
hey,
Tiff.
Ain't nobody reading this, girl. So tell us, do your coochie stink or no?
Hell no, I don't play that.
Your
I'm
friend's
not.
Coochie stink?
Yo, no girl is
how is
coochie.
Everybody
no.
innocent?
Nobody's gonna
I
admit. Don't,
nobody
no,
gonna
you know
admit.
What's crazy?
What?
If anybody, well, whoever's like probably tuning in or whatever, there was this one chick. She wasn't a friend or nothing like that, but she was pretty friendly with everybody, and she was known for stinking, like bodily odor and everything.
B.O.
So dudes would, like one dude told her, like, yo, you know, you kind of... you know, foul smelling, and she was just like, oh, it's not me. But every function, she always liked to act like a dude, and she was smelling like a nigga that was doing 36 hours in OT on the Belt Parkway in 120 degree weather. And she was funk, that's the spot. And one thing is like, it depends on also what you eating or like drink your water.
Yes, if drink you over your water. Here always stop sipping Henny so much. Stop that Henny
exactly.
shit.
Keep drinking Henny,
that,
sis.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with sipping Henny, but if you constantly sipping Henny, like, you not a nigga at the end of the day. Yeah, mm-hmm. whatever we eat and drink as women, mm-hmm. it's going to come out. Like, y'all got to, you mm-hmm. know, eat your yogurt. Drink
yes.
your water.
Yes.
Your fruit.
And y'all got to stop cheating, because when your side boo is going raw and your main dude is going raw and then your waist
chemical
is going raw,
it's just too much.
Just
yo,
like
one raw and one with a condom.
If you're going raw with multiple dudes,
chicks need a
your
man.
pH will balance. Well, your pH will go off balance.
Single chicks stink. Single chicks stink. They out there.
That's what it's you.
All the chicks that say they ain't motherfucking think
not
like
doing
a man,
that.
They stink too.
We not doing that, bro. We not doing that.
Single chicks, thank
you.
All the chicks that say like a man, they all stink.
Thank you, Tip.
All you Steve Harvey chicks, y'all all stink. Talking about you motherfucking think like a man. No, you stink. You work like a man, motherfucker. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. First of all, I'm single and I don't stink.
Single chicks is funky.
Drink your water, sis.
These niggas can throw
drink
up
your
pH,
water.
Man.
Not only brown holy water, but a smart water, too.
Nah, drink that brown, man. All different sperm.
Single chicks be the one trying to Harlem shake and all this shit. Nah, y'all y'all doing a lot.
Yeah,
y'all
what,
doing
yo,
a lot. Yo, man, I want to hear men call each other.
Yo,
clear.
No, time out.
What do y'all do?
Yo, another call. We got another call.
No,
I got to be a man.
First of all, we're not going to do this, Jerry. We're not going to do this, Jerry.
Brown holy water, who this?
This is Asia. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Asia, what's up, baby?
Uh-oh, Asia.
Now, a lot of people calling up having stories about other people, but nobody is talking about themselves.
So talk about you.
Talk about myself.
How bad do your coochie stink? Tell us, Asia.
All right, my coochie don't stink right about now.
Asia.
Tell us about the Throwback Thursday.
Let's go, Asia.
Well, I ain't got no shame in that, okay?
Let's go,
Asia.
Nobody know you. Go ahead. Talk about that thing.
All right, now, like Danielle said, as a woman, you know when you're not smelling right, okay? You can smell yourself.
Yep.
And your discharge be all thick and creamy, you know?
Uh-huh.
Bend down your
Look at that cream cheese.
Bend down the volume in the back.
But my husband, he don't be caring all the time.
Mm.
So your husband just a nasty nigga. Don't care if your coochie stink.
Shout him out. What's his name?
Shout that nasty nigga out, man.
Daniel, like you said, before you have sex, you're supposed to smell yourself. You don't just
exactly
do anything with people just smelling you. No, you go
but
to
that's
bathroom,
what happened with all these girls. Like, all these girls still live at home with their mama, so the bathroom be occupied. They can't even shower before they go fuck. You understand?
You
got a bird guy in the kitchen.
Mama, you don't belong
getting
none of this.
That's what I said. If you live at home, you shouldn't be fucking. You should be working, saving to move out.
Exactly.
We on the same page.
Thank you for
Asia.
Calling us Stinky
Coochie.
Thank
you, Asia. Thank you.
Make sure you put a little perfume on. And that's a problem, too. Y'all be trying to put the cheap perfume to cover it up.
Spray
stop
makes
trying to cover
it
up.
That makes it worse.
Every girl got a bottle of love spell they tie rub on their coochie.
No. It's like being dirty and just putting perfume or cologne on over your
y'all hear
men.
Men better call up and tell a story about some stink. Every nigga got a stink
fucking hole bag. Like, everyone knows I have my little gold sparkly bag and all my pictures in my bathroom pics. Get your whole bag. Get you some Summer's Eve wipes in that bitch. Get you some liners in that bitch. Get you some fucking deodorant in that bitch. And wipe is it's summer. Well, we finishing summer now, but y'all be at work all day working 8 hours straight. Like, wipe that shit off, son. Like, don't be having that bacteria coming out and going back up and then fucking your shit up. Like, no.
And then my thing is, if you're dealing with a guy or something like that, like, if you don't have time to get in the shower, like, fuck that. If I'm coming to your house and we're having sex, you got a washcloth, like, or something. Like, you gotta just make
a washcloth. I want a whole towel, motherfucker.
But you gotta make sure. Like, I'm just saying, like, as a person, I wouldn't want somebody to tell me that.
No, you're not fucking want somebody me after to tell me like, day. We're not fucking after. I've been working
you
the entire
girl,
day.
I fuck you up the entire day. I don't give a
but
fuck.
But that's different. That's different.
You say so last season.
That's different. That's different, though.
Say so last season. In.
If you don't have a title, you should always be fresh. You're trying to get a man. What are you doing? You are trying to get a man.
First of all, they're single by choice. So they're not washing the coochie by choice.
There's no such thing as single by choice. You are single because what you want, don't want you. How you doing? Black success. Jerry Berry.
Yo, that's y'all call me taking one more call, y'all. Y'all call up.
One more call, y'all can call up. Come talk to Black Success.
I want a dude tell me a funny, stinky story.
Come talk to me, motherfucker.
I've had bros tell me they literally smelled the chick's vagina and they had sex
ladies?
With
Hold
them.
How about ladies? Hold on. You ever smelled a nigga nuts and it just was stink?
Yes.
You talking about women?
Not stink, no. It smelled like
nigga
nuts.
Has,
it smelled
yes.
like nuts.
Nah, not like nuts, man.
Nah, I never had a nigga that was nasty.
Thank God. I never had like some shit where it's just like, oh my gosh, but like you can smell a basketball. You can smell basketball nuts. Yes,
you can smell basketball nuts.
I'm a basketball.
Nut. You're like a professional sniffer.
I am a professional sniffer. My nose is super sensitive.
That's our last call right here, y'all.
That's our last call.
Last call.
Hello.
Who this? Yeah. Who this?
Hi, Stephanie Montanez.
I know you stink. Tell me about it.
Hi, Stephanie.
Tell me about the funk.
Hi, honey.
You smell like a burrito, right?
No.
You smell like a burrito. You're disrespectful.
No, one day coming from work, it was a long day, work, school. I was going to see somebody. But I was smelling myself. I was like, not happening. I need to go take a
Your
shower.
Arms
like
twitchy.
He said, everything. I was just, it was a long day, school, work. I was sweating. It was just crazy. So I was like, no, I can't go see this dude like this. And he was like, no, come. You could come take a shower. I always carry stuff with me, deodorant.
Respect the whole bag.
Listen,
I don't call it a whole bag, I call it preparation. It ain't a whole bag, it's a preparation. You gotta prepare.
Y'all not asking the right questions. Were you gonna go sleep with somebody, man? That's where you was going?
No, I wasn't going to sleep with somebody, man. He was my dude at the time.
Oh, he was your dude, okay.
I mean, yes, he was my dude at the time.
What do you mean? You reneged that. You about to renege that.
Because we were in a relationship,
yeah, so it's
we were
okay.
With each other.
So it was
a public dude.
Oh, he was telling you that he didn't want a relationship. He was doing
a relationship.
He was a public defender.
It was an understanding.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to the understandings.
No, huh?
I said shout out to the understandings. But go ahead, tell about your whole bag.
Well, whatever. I had everything ready. When I get there, he just wanted to get it in. And I was like, nah, I need to take a shower first. He was like pushing it. And then I was like, nah, I got to go. That's it. Like, I went home, took a shower. When I called him to come back, he was with somebody else. So, fuck it.
Wow.
That nigga lit.
Wow.
You blew it, sis. You blew your shot.
There's some females who will go all the way and don't care about that. They won't go wash themselves. They won't stop in the bathroom. They won't
and that's why they're single.
They
that is why they're single, Stephanie.
By choice.
Hey.
They made the choice to not wash.
So, Stephanie,
that's my story.
Do you eat McDonald's?
I don't eat McDonald's anymore.
Don't eat McDonald's, okay?
Stephanie, thank you for calling up.
Thanks for calling up.
You.
The french fries are right, though.
Yo, it's been a good show. We about to wrap it up, man. Real quick, throw out some shout-outs. Bad Girl, what you got for us, man?
Cookie, 347-731-8860. Get your car washed next weekend, because I think he's done this weekend. Get your power wash.
That's it?
What
about your dog collar?
What about my dog collar? It's some Fashion Nova. Everybody knows
then we don't talk about Fashion Nova.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a Bad Girl. Tomboy, what's up?
Prince. Shout out to everybody who joined
Prince.
In.
Prince.
Shout out to Asia for calling in. Shout out to my sisters for being. Shout out to Candace for being a real MVP this week. Like, you know, just shout out to you. Shout out to Kiara and Leslie for putting up with my bullshit. Just shout out to everybody who joined in. I see some new people joining in. So just thank you for tuning in and listening to our craziness.
Real quick, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast app. Leave a review, please help us get ranked. You fuck with us and you like us, give that extra push. This takes 10 seconds, 15 seconds tops, like my best career sex night. Do it. Just put a quick review up, give us 5 stars, or definitely give us 5 stars. I know y'all fuck with us, and just let us know that you appreciate it so we can get ranked and we can start taking over this podcast shit. Shout out to my partner. It's her birthday. Happy birthday today, Terry. Other than that, again, thank you for rocking with us. We see you next week. Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook. Follow us, Brown Holy Water. We out. Black success, take us out.
Hold on, real quick, Black. Ma, you join mad late. Like, how do you just join in? Like, we're over. How do you just join into Brown repeat, Holy Water Ma. Just now?
We get ahead,
Black. Yo, Craig said, actually, it's 28 seconds. Yo, Craig is funny. Yeah, my man. Yo, I'm going to close out with this. Listen, Ma, a lot of times, you know, people going to hate on you. You know, this is just what's going to happen. They're going to hate. They're going to try to put you down. They're going to try to say negative shit. You understand? And, a lot of times, our problem is we put out too much information. We tell everybody all the good things happening. Hold some of that stuff in. Hold some of that stuff in. Because if you don't tell them what's going on in your life, guess what? They don't got nothing to pray on your downfall for. You understand? They shouldn't know if you crib shopping. They shouldn't know you applying for some big job. Get the job and then tell them. You know what I mean? And then you can put it out there. You understand? A lot of us, all the hatred and negativity coming our way, half the time be our fault. You understand? Keep it to yourself. Brown Holy Water Podcast every Sunday. I go by the name of I Am Black Success, a.k.a. Jerry Berry. $20 for a picture with me. We out of here. Preach, you can play the song. You already know what
it is. Let me take you out.
Subscribe, y'all. Make sure y'all subscribe.
Go to the iTunes. Leave that review, iTunes podcast.
Let's go.
It's about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline Black. Hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water, come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.